Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaubaugh about how the City of Kelowna plans to reopen the community center, pool, and City Hall.
Yeah, so we had Amy Schulte, the CEO of the YMCA Washington County, along with Marcus Hall, our branch director here for the Kelowna Community Center. They both participated via Zoom, and we really talked through kind of what their game plan was for reopening. Specific to the community center, that involves reopening in limited fashion to adhere to the governor's proclamation, 50% usage, social distancing, all that that goes into that. So it was an opportunity for the Y to kind of outline their strategy to the city council so that they were made aware of how their building is going to be utilized during the remaining proclamation. And, you know, sanitation, how they're going to provide that separation, what residents can and can't use with respect to areas within the facility and so forth. So good discussion. The council is completely on board with the reopening plan that the Y outlined, and we'll start to see people in our facility on Tuesday the 26th.
And I know that, you know, hearing from the meeting, there were just some minor concerns just about kind of the strategy. And like you said, I think everyone was on board. So since kind of releasing that, have you heard any sort of comments or concerns about the current implementation of strategies?
Yeah, you know, a lot of positives, you know, and we also talked pool, and that was probably the one that really garnered the most discussion. The Y has a plan. A lot of pools have made the decision not to open this summer. We as a staff decided that we needed to take a step and get the pool ready to open, and our public works have done a great job at getting that ready. It's currently being painted right now. It's going to be ready to open in some form or fashion. We'd love to see socially responsible individuals down there this summer and enjoying that, and the Y kind of echoed that, and they came up with a really good plan that will allow them to have proper staffing. We're still working through kind of what those numbers look like for capacities, because that's obviously going to have to change. But I think the belief was that we wanted to be able to provide that amenity to the residents of the city and hopefully spread that out as capacity allows this summer. So they did a really good job of coming up with a plan that the council accepted. So after hearing that those two things are going to come back to some sense of usage, the public's really been very receptive to it. You know, there are some that are not going to take advantage of that, and that's fine. You know, they have that ability to wait it out a little bit longer if they choose to. We're going to have some that head straight into it and are ready to go come Monday for the community center and when the pool opens. But we are going to ask a lot of the public when they re-engage in these facilities to make sure that we have the ability to keep them safe for everybody. So we'll have some guidelines and everything that'll be well posted, communicated to people so that they can, that everybody can feel comfortable in either of the facilities.
Right. And I mean, I think that's just going to be for any kind of building that's going to open up here soon, is just kind of implementing those restrictions and some of those social distancing guidelines.
Yes. And, you know, just making sure that people buy into the need to implement those and utilize those. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, we're going to have different conversations than we've had to have in the past, but mm-hmm. we're going to have those going forward with people to make sure that we're any public space that we're providing the safest public space that we can make available to people. And that goes for City Hall too, when we reopen, and with, you know, a sanitizing station as you walk in to be able to put hand sanitizer on your hands before you engage public staff and so forth. And that we, you know, that we as well adhere to those social distancing guidelines and everything. So we're excited. We're excited to kind of kick off a summer season, albeit limited right now. We're ready to go. Public health's worked hand in hand with both the YMCA and the City of Kelowna to provide guidance and suggestions, recommendation. And, you know, Danielle Pettit-Majewski's done a great job in being able to really kind of provide guidance as we've needed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll keep communicating with her office, and we'll still have those meetings so that we can determine, you know, if something does change, that we can react in a quick manner, in a socially responsible manner, for the betterment of the community.
Right, for sure. Well, and I was just going to ask you about, you know, some of those other city-owned buildings like City Hall and whatnot. What's kind of the plan going into that? You know, it's a little bit different than the community buildings and the pool where it's kind of a social space. What's kind of the idea behind those buildings?
Yeah, so our goal that we outlined on Monday to the council was that June 1 that we would reopen our doors at normal hours to allow the public to come in to engage in person, just walk in. So, you know, while they're able to pay their bills now and set up a time and come and we can do that, we'll be a little more open to the public while we're still maintaining the same work hours currently. We'll have more of a presence in there for people to walk in. So June 1 is kind of the date that we'll roll that out. You know, we'll see how it works. Like with everything, it's open to change if needed, but we feel comfortable as staff that we've got things in place and that we can engage the public one-on-one again in our public building.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slabaugh. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.